the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Doctor, and here at the American Freedom Network, and you know, what's really going on in the world today. We know that there is operating at the highest level of the Catholic Church an effort to cover up for pedophilia on the part of priests, and homosexuality at the highest levels of our Vatican, and I mean, this really is not the way things should be. This is immoral and in total contrast to Christian teachings and the Word of God. We know that certainly John DeCamp, who was with us yesterday morning, who is 20 years as a state senator in the state of Nebraska, and of course until he actually discovered a pedophile network that went right into the White House. It started in Boys Town in Kansas. And went right into the White House. The book, The Franklin Cover-Up, goes into the background of that. There's another book on the Franklin scandal, that this massive pedophile network involving all sorts of key positions of people in government. This is not imaginary. It's really very real. And certainly then we saw this pedophile network back in Pennsylvania. And Sandovsky, who's now been indicted, but he was doing this for 20 years, with the full knowledge and support of people at the highest level of the government back there. But it was always covered up. Why? Why? Because he had a lot of friends who were probably doing exactly the same thing. And what most people don't like to think, those of you living in Colorado, is that the reason that they're suppressing the files of what really happened at Columbine, why are they suppressing the information? Because they don't want you to know about the sexual misconduct of people at the highest levels of the police force in your state. And that's really what the whole story of Mark Taylor is about. And you heard yesterday about Mark Taylor, and Mark has certainly is currently in psychiatric care, forced to live in a psychiatric facility and to take all sorts of drugs which are altering his brain. And they may permanently damage him. Now, what's the background behind this? Well, certainly part of it may be that he and his mother had brought a lawsuit against the manufacturer of the psychotropic drugs that Kevin Harris and his associates were using, drugs that actually create homicidal and suicidal tendencies. But, of course, the thing is that what they have found out, what Mark Taylor and his mother found out, is that the reason that Harris and his associates committed the terrible crime at Columbine was in retribution because of the sexual affliction, their sexual attack, not once but repeatedly, by high officials in the Colorado Police Department. Well, with us yesterday, we had John DeCamp and Mark Taylor's mother on with us, Donna Taylor. This morning, we have Ron and a fellow named Cliff, I believe, anyway, we'll let them introduce themselves, and they've been looking into the case of Mark Taylor. Now, if they can take away this young man's freedom, they can take away your freedom, And the fact this is being covered up by your courts and certainly by your news media is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists in Colorado. And unless you get that straightened out, why no man's life or family are safe. Who should we talk to? Is it Ron or his friend? Go ahead.
Hi, this is Ron.
Okay, Ron, you pick up the story.
Several times. And I'd like to introduce Chris, if he's on the phone.
I'm
Chris,
here, Ron.
You there? All right. Because Chris is a busy man and we're taking up his time, he has kind of a global view. And he's also very close to Mark and Donna. He's been a big supporter of her. And I'd like to just have introduce him to this, just to let everyone know that this isn't just Mark and Donna and the camp. This is a contingent of people that know this, have this knowledge, very knowledgeable people. So let me introduce you to Chris, and I'll just let him go with it from here. Later, I'd like to talk about the Sandy Hook connection to Columbine, which I think is very significant. Is glaring us in the eyes. We see Adam Lanza as being a Columbine copycat. So
all right,
I'll go into that
Chris,
later.
You go right ahead and explain to us your background and your concern.
Well, I'm close friends to Mark and Donna, as many people are, but in this case I've had to be a supporter both physically and emotionally, and obviously in trying to get the truth out that Mark was trying to expose. And in this case, we believe that the truth is going to save children's lives. And you people that have children or love children need to know that we need to step in front of the people that are going to cause them harm. Hopefully, people are awake to the Sandy Hook hoax. So many rabbit holes there. I'm going to stay on the topic of motive and how it connects to Columbine, because we believe that Adam was a Columbine copycat. We have that information we can share with you. So with holding on to that thought, let me go ahead and turn this over to Chris, because I think he has a lot to share.
Okay, Chris, go ahead.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Good morning, Ron.
You pick up the story and tell us your point of view and what you think.
Okay. First of all, Dr. Stan, I want to thank you for allowing me to be on your show. I have the utmost respect for you. I've been following you for a long, long time. And can't believe I get to talk to you firsthand. I just want to thank you. And good morning, Ron.
Morning.
Yes, I met Ron about a year and a half ago, just by coincidence. And you, Dr. Stan, and a lot of your audience probably know how small the world is when you start allowing truth to come into your life. And it was just amazing how Ron and I met. But ever since I've known him, he's been educating me about what really went down at Columbine High School. And it's just a real mind blower. If we look a little bit more at Ron's background, he was president of the JCs, which, if people don't even know what that is, most people will, but that's kind of like your Chamber of Commerce in your local county. He was simply a hardworking businessman that, you know, decided to join this organization to get people together to try to create good in his county. And that's really the whole story. When Columbine happened in his area, he simply went down to try to learn, to try to help, really, as president of the JCs. And being right on the scene, he bumped into some stuff that stunk to high heaven right in the day he got there. And then after that, he tried to, you know, wake up people around him as to what was going on, and just ran into a brick wall.
Well, hold that thought. Hold that thought, Chris. We'll be back in just a moment here. And we want to know what was really behind Columbine. Because the records are sealed, ladies and gentlemen. Because if you conceal, why are they concealed? Right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, Chris, you go on and just tell us your impression of what was Columbine really all about. And what are they covering up? Go right ahead.
Okay, we back, Dr. Stan?
Yep, we are. Okay. Go ahead.
All righty. So, you know, just to give a quick bio that just amazed me from my seat, you know, from my chair, watching Ron Eigner try to expose the truth about what's going on at Columbine. Here he is, president of the JCs in Littleton, Colorado, you know, way back then, you know, late 90s. And he simply stops by Columbine to try to help. Now, I came into truth myself from a whole different angle. And the point, one of the points I'd like to make going into this thing is, you know, truth is truth. You can look at it from any angle and it still rings true. As a matter of fact, that's really how you get to truth. You look at things from different angles. If it still rings true from any angle you can possibly look at it, it's true. And so I'm an engineer, and, you know, I've been pursuing truth for 30 years in the world of engineering, which you get into hot arguments with people as to how stuff should work and what's really true about situations in the world of engineering. And it's a natural progression to move into the truth of what's going on in our world. Once you start thinking along those lines. Now, Ron, you know, started trying to expose things, and he got way too hot and way too heavy, way too quick with the establishment. And they sent some police in to beat the hell out of him. And they let him know that he shouldn't be pursuing this. And he ended up, as a result of that first beating, getting the hell out of town. He moved out of town. He moved up by Kenosha Pass in Colorado and simply said, I'm going to get away from these people, which I can't blame him because I haven't been through that, and I hope I never have to. But anyway, he moved his whole business up to Kenosha Pass and started it up there successfully. As I said before, he's a successful businessman. You know, he's president of the JCs. This guy isn't some guy sitting in his mother's basement looking at the internet. This guy had a whole career before he got into this stuff, and it was totally above board. And so he moves up to Kenosha Pass, moves his business up there, and then he got into finding some truth about the local neighborhood up there, about the ex-cops getting girls pregnant at the high school kind of stuff. You know, once you get into truth, the world becomes very small, and you sort of attract stuff like this. So he ended up, a couple cops beat the hell out of him up there again. And at this point, he's kind of mad, and he has basically dedicated his life to, you know, getting people aware of the world that we're in. Now, to talk about me a little bit more, I'm a truther that just sat on the internet and when you sit on the web, you know, the mainstream will tell you that, oh, that's all lies. Well, that's not true. If you simply look at things on the web, which up to now has not been controlled, as the mainstream media, of course, is, then you can look at things from different angles on the web and divulge what is true and what it isn't through, you know, going to things like looking at the records of the city, the emails between city employees, you know, and then go back and look at, you know, John Rappaport kind of people that are 30-year truther reporters, you know. And it isn't that difficult once you develop an analytical mind. Ron has an analytical mind. He's a very bright guy, successful businessman, ex-president of the JCs of Littleton, Colorado. And the most important point here is that Ron is a good person. That is why he hasn't shrugged his shoulders like an average sheeple might do and say, well, it's too much for me. I'll just move on and go back to my little wife. No, Ron is has his relationship with God, and he's talking directly to him, believe me. And he's just simply trying to wake up the world around him. Now, my involvement with getting to know this sort of pedophilia kind of world, you know, is whenever you get seriously into pursuing truth from any angle, and I know a lot of people that have been doing it for years, you end up with the child abuse at the end of the road. It's just incredible. You know, a wonderful YouTube video to watch is Pedophiles of British Parliament and Beyond. And that's a wonderful education about what's going on over in England. Now, you say, oh, well, that's over in England. That's across the pond. You know, no. This stuff is all around us. And like you mentioned earlier, Dr. Stan, talking to John DeCamp yesterday on your show, I went with Ron over to Lincoln, Nebraska about 6 months ago to get some stuff from John DeCamp because we wouldn't even, you know, want to send it through the mail regarding Columbine stuff. And, you know, we met people over there in Lincoln that are, you know, satanic activists and researchers. And I'm telling you, this stuff is all around us. It is ubiquitous. And it ties into the power structure of the world right down to our local police force. And once you understand that, the reason I'm bringing that up is that once you understand that, it is not far-fetched whatsoever, Ron's hypothesis here, that he has discovered through his own independent research of the real reason that those boys went into Columbine High School and shot it up. They did it out of retribution for what they couldn't believe that they were trying to expose with their fellow high school students of what happened to them by the police in Littleton, Colorado. And Ron has researched his stuff to the point where you follow it up to the tree and into Colorado government and even to the national level. And, you know, I can't even begin because I'm a self-employed engineer. I'm a busy boy. You know, I cannot even begin to, you know, divulge the details and depth that Ron has researched this to. I am not really an expert on Columbine, but I do know Ron very well, and I've talked to him about Columbine for almost 2 years now. And being a truther myself, I assure you, Ron Eigner rings true at all levels. He's just a regular person like I am. I'm just a regular person that, you know, opened my mind and heart to discovering truth. So I hope that covers it for where I'm coming from here. Just ask me if you have any other questions, Dr. Stan, regarding my background.
Well, no, certainly we're accepting your background. I think that people really want to know what happened. And basically, this was because Kevin Harris and the other young man had been sexually molested by people within the police force. Was this on one occasion or on several occasions, forcibly, you know, molested? What do we know for certain?
Ron?
Well, we we know that it was multiple occasions, basically because of an interview you did with Dr. He is a doctor. He's a doctor of law. DeCamp, and in this case, he stated in your program 82812 that it was multiple times, and we didn't even know that until that broadcast. We had learned independently through a picture that Harris drew, led us to believe that he was raped because he drew a picture of it, and it was very, very crude picture that got through the redaction process. Or it would, we would have ended up with just nothing, a missing page probably. But in this case, the pieces that fell through the cracks is what we had to deal with. And he, apparently is telling us that all the rest of the pieces are in the basement tapes and in the depositions of the parents and in the, 3,000 pages that have been, absconded with. And when I say
in
that,
other words, somebody's made off with 3,000 pages of records?
Yeah, that's what we understand. There's an additional 3,000 pages. And John says, you know, he states factually that if you were to have these documents in your hand, that it would lead you to believe what he says is a fact, and that's that the boys were raped repeatedly. He says it. It even states times, places, names, and in this case, I have asked him, when we first realized some of this information that he was being gag ordered against, we asked him if he had actually seen that page that Harris drew, in other words, the, what we call the crime scene drawing that Harris drew that shows a picture of a, someone bent over and somebody in the position with a star on his chest, that picture, I asked him, had that been a topic of discussion in the courtroom? Are we on the right page, is what I first started saying. He says, yes, you're on the right page. Well, I know how that picture got to the courtroom because I sent it to the, I faxed it to the Solely Pharmaceutical attorneys to make sure that it was on record that they would be discussing that picture.
So well, aren't there any courts there, or aren't there any people within law enforcement who come forward, or are they all afraid for the job?
This was covered up all the way to the governor's office. Governor Owens wouldn't talk to the families of the tragedy. It was covered up all the way to the Supreme Court level because there was a secret meeting 3 days after Columbine with all the county attorneys and district attorney and sheriff's department. And we believe Janet Reno was even there. I believe she was in town at the time. And in this case, that secret meeting wasn't disclosed until a grand jury investigation by Ken Salazar exposed it. And all of those people that were at that meeting, especially the attorneys, should have lost their license to practice because there were lawsuits pending, and they had forgotten to send that information to the attorneys as part of the discovery. So the whole thing goes all the way to the top of every level. I had an opportunity, and Donna, you know, she's a very strong woman, and at the time she was still believing that this would be easy to get solved, to have this picture discussed. So she took me to the Adams Mark Hotel, introduced me as Uncle Ron to President Clinton. And we explained this to President Clinton, that we had found this picture, and that we also had a written motive. And this was all shared with President Clinton, that we were concerned that this sexual assault that appeared in this picture to us, especially with the written motive saying that Dylan wrote in Eric's yearbook, "My wrath for January's incident will be godlike, not to mention our revenge in the commons." Well, type into your computer "January incident," and you'll understand what they were talking about. So anyway, in this case, the motive obviously was written as revenge for the January incident. And then you go to the January incident and you discover this picture that Harris drew. And later that picture was discovered in the El Paso County records, labeled actually, walshbuttrape.txt. That's an official document now, labeled. Has the El Paso County stamp on it. It's I know how it got there because I faxed it to Sheriff Anderson of El Paso County. Didn't realize they had put it in a notebook and then later filed it. But all I can say is we do have this information, and if anybody's questioning what they're doing with Sandy Hook, I'm going to have to say, well, stop right there.
All right.
Realize what they did at Columbine.
I'd like to get into Sandy Hook right after the break here, but if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But you see, the court system is corrupt, and if you are in the system and you want to do the right thing, they'll come after you and destroy you. This is the tragedy, and I'm sure there are people there who'd like to do the right thing, but certainly, if you're fired, blacklisted, you lose your pension, you lose your income, and you can't get another job. And this is how the system really works. And Mark Taylor, who, of course, when they tried to expose some of the information about what really happened at Sandy Hook, why, of course, he is certainly being held against his will in a mental institution and being drugged, and those drugs may very well destroy his mind forever. Well, we'll be back right after the break. If you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan at American Freedom Network and certainly our guest Chris and Ron this morning. And basically, of course, there's people who talk about the similarity between Sandy Hook and what happened at Columbine. Well, what's the similarity? Well, the investigation at Sandy Hook is not being carried out by local law enforcement. It's been taken over by the state, and the records have been sealed. Why are the records sealed? Well, the explanation is certainly there could have been something else going on there, and they want to protect the witnesses who have come forward. And if they release the records, why the lives of the witnesses to what happened at Sandy Hook could be endangered. And so to protect them, we've got to seal the records. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if there's something there that needs to be known publicly, known, why can't we get it out? Oh, we're protecting the people, the witnesses, is the explanation. Well, what you see, the whole thing is everything's a cover-up at Sandy Hook and at Columbine. What are we, 12, 13 years since Columbine? And, of course, those records are still sealed, and they won't tell us why they're sealed other than to protect the innocent. And I believe that they're sealed to protect the guilty. But Ron or Chris, why don't you pick up this story? What's the similarity between what happened at Columbine and what happened recently at Sandy Hook?
During the break, I realized that I hadn't started this program the way I should have. And can I say that I apologize to the Columbine victims' parents that today's a special day to them. This was the anniversary of the subway shooting, in which two Columbine kids were murdered at the subway shop, and we believe that that was a part of their cleanup operation. So for those interested, maybe take a moment of prayer for these families. But in this case, Stephanie Hart and Nick Grizzle, Nick and Steph, if you just simply type in your computer Subway Columbine, then you'll see where that's never been solved. We did an investigation of our own, and we went around asking the other merchants in the area what questions had been asked, and apparently they weren't doing an investigation because we didn't find anyone that then asked any questions.
Well, no, so basically, why do you think that they shot these students, the subway shooting? What were they trying to cover up?
Well, that's where the school resource officer was when he got the first report. And we're thinking maybe something was shared over the radio that they may have overheard. Don't know. But in this case, it's unsolved. They actually took Stephanie's mother and abused her horribly, threw her into a jail cell, kicked her. She's a very lovely lady, and in this case, she was simply asking that they continue the investigation of her daughter's murder, and she was treated in a way that many of the other Columbine families became fearful when they were to ask questions. So let that be a lesson to you, kind of a story. But if you want to read that story, it's in the, it's called A Low Blow. And if you just type in Columbine with A Low Blow, I think that brings that story up. But that's the most horrible, when you have to accept the fact that they killed a lot of other people, that Columbine ended up, once the cameras left, the killing didn't stop. We had even a hanging death of a child where the father, his name's Ron Lattin, and his son Robert was a Columbine who was found hung to death 3 months before Columbine. This is information that Donna uncovered. And we remember the story, but neither of us had computers at the time and never could document it. But we do have the father of Ron Lattin, of Robert Lattin, Ron, who we met with just recently, who will share with you his concerns that his son had a relationship of some sort with a Arapaho County deputy who was convicted of pedophilia. So he believes that his son was hung to death because this guy's investigation was underway at that time. We shared this information with Sheriff Sullivan about his own deputy that they needed to look closer at because of the Robert Lattin death. Also, Robert Lattin was a friend of the group that Eric and Dylan hung with. We found an obituary in the in investigating the room of one of the shooters or the potential shooters. But no, the whole thing,
centers around a number of deaths were considered murder-suicides, and it was connected, I think this was Greg Barnes, who supposedly shot his father, who was stepfather, who was a deputy, and then committed suicide. And we had another little child that was found in the dumpster, had a couple, one very bright boy who was an athlete that was going to go forward and become a NFL star, ends up.
Hey, Ron, can I jump in for one sec?
Go ahead.
Hey, you brought up Sheriff Sullivan. Here in Colorado, people know that Sheriff Sullivan was busted and convicted for using cocaine to subjugate teenagers sexually.
Methamphetamine. You
know. Methamphetamine. Okay, that's you know, Denver Post news. That's not conspiracy theory. He actually went to jail for 17 days or something like that. And
you're the sheriff you're talking about.
This is the sheriff of Douglas County.
Right.
The acting sheriff at the time. Yes. That's Denver Post News. That's not any sort of conspiracy theory. Okay. Now, I mentioned before that Ron was president of the JCs. You know, let's just say when he was in the Matrix. Okay. Years ago, 15 years ago. So he had developed a relationship with that very sheriff as president of the JCs.
Yeah, that was Arapahoe County, the same county as the theater shooting.
Yeah, Arapahoe. I'm sorry, I said Douglas. I meant Arapahoe. Sorry about
judge,
that.
Same judge Sylvester is who's handling the theater shooting.
Yeah. So here
on the federal level, it's Babcock, who we know covered up the Columbine tragedy. So these people are in a melabahass.
And that's the point I want to bring up, because as I've gotten to know Ron, I've tried to spread the word about Columbine. People in their hearts know inside that this pedophilia stuff is just going on all around us. And I just wanted to bring up Sheriff Sullivan is a wonderful example. Here's Ron, president of the JCs. Okay. He knows the sheriff of Arapahoe County. He probably knew the other sheriffs too, right? Just through being president of the JCs. It's a public organization like the Chamber of Commerce, right? You go into public meetings all the time, you know, and meeting people like sheriffs of counties and stuff like that, right? So when Ron ran into a blockade after, you know, let's say a year of trying to wake people up after what he discovered right after Columbine, he thought, wait a minute, I know Sheriff Sullivan. You know, he can help me. So he went to him, you know, another brick wall, and he submitted evidence. He submitted the drawings to Sheriff Sullivan, and lo and behold, here 10 years later, Sheriff Sullivan himself is shown through a court of law to be one of these people that participate in this kind of stuff. I just wanted your audience to know that fun little tidbit. To me, as an engineer type that analyzes things, I see stuff like that, and there you go. Truth from another angle, you know, leading to the ultimate truths that we're trying to get to.
Okay, hold that. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Another question comes.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or taste the water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
Passover is coming on Saturday, March the 23rd, and you're invited to celebrate Yeshua's Passover with the Beth Messiah Congregation. Again, Passover is March 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza Hotel. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations. Deadline is March the 8th. Main entrees are lamb and turkey. Adults are $35. Children 10 to 12 are $15. Children 6 to 9 are $13. Children 5 and under are free. Call today, 1-800-205-6245 for your Passover reservations.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Chapin here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524, if you have a question or comment. But what you're dealing with, of course, is depravity at the highest levels of government and of police force and law enforcement. There in Colorado, it extends into the courts. It extends into the highest levels of the state government. This has been reported, and no one wants to shake the boat or bring this out any more than they want to do bring the truth out in Pennsylvania as far as Sandusky and the pedophile ring there, any more than they wanted to bring out the truth about the pedophile ring working within the highest levels of the Vatican, any more than they wanted to bring out the truth about the pedophile ring that began in Kansas City and went right into the White House during the Reagan years. We can't let the American people understand the degree of depravity that exists in our once great Christian nation, where morality and belief in God and so they wanted to do the right thing and protecting our children was prevalent and widespread, and it still is. The only trouble is that the reins of government have been taken over by wicked and evil people. So where do we stand now, Ron and Chris? Where are we going from here?
Well, I would have to say that this would have been shared with you by Mark Taylor had they not taken his right to speak away. And I guess we're going to continue speaking for Mark. And we're going to get Mark out. Don't know what they think they're going to do with him. But we are getting so many hits on our Columbine Family Request website that it actually overloaded, I guess is what you'd say, is what the webmasters are telling us. So at least
the
word's getting out.
Once you get the website out and tell people what out in the audience what they can do to help you.
Well, be patient on the Columbine Family Request. That's a more of an investigative website, but it has a lot of current information. But
what is the website?
Release Mark Taylor's Facebook page. It's Release Mark Taylor, and like, click onto it and like it, because we suddenly ended up with, oh gosh, there were 70 just yesterday of the new likes, and it's just growing exponentially. So I would like to just encourage, this is a campaign by Kathleen Thomas, whose son, Brandon Robb, was a Marine that was absconded with, and she was able to free him immediately before they drugged him. But when she realized what they were doing to Mark, she stepped up on Thomas' behalf, so I'd like to thank her for that. But in this case, that's what's going to get Mark out, is just to bring attention to this. Now, let me share with you that had Mark been listened to instead of drugged, his information possibly would have saved 20 children and 6 adults or 8 adults in Sandy Hook. Now, let me explain. We've already learned through a couple of articles that we're going to accept as fact because, yes, they're mainstream, so you believe those, right? But anyway, in this case, we've got a couple articles claiming that from judicial sources that they're saying that Adam Lanza was dressed in black like his heroes, Eric and Dylan. So we people at Columbine see that as significant. Heroes, Eric and Dylan, well, that one kid shot Mark. And then we found a 4channel, or it's called 4chan, I guess, post that was posted prior to the tragedy by a boy in Connecticut who says he's going to kill himself the next day, and you'll read about it. And in this case, is a picture that was posted of the Columbine shooters. So, yeah, we're starting to see whoever it was who posted that is definitely interested in our tragedy, Columbine. So then we discovered that a
kid who was a classmate is describing Adam as being one of those geeks who hangs around with the weirdos dressed in black trench coats. Well, that trench coat mafia thing is quite obvious there. So we're suggesting, and I think this is going to be proven, that the young man had possibly gotten onto our website, because we've had over 3 million YouTubes, for instance. You can still YouTube, so go to the Columbine Family Request, type that into YouTube. But in this case, we believe that he was probably one of these kids that have learned the truth. And there will be these kids out there that have been sexually abused that will find the truth about Columbine. And because sexual abuse messes their little minds up so bad, and then they end up getting drugged, that maybe they would be the candidate to be a future school shooter, because we have so many of Columbine copycats, and Columbine will never go away as long as the story of Columbine exists, because the kids have learned and they're curious about Columbine because it was such a horrible event, and it happens to do with kids of their age, so they're interested. And they've learned that, yes, the Columbine shooters had been raped. So you take a little child that has its own issues with that, being sexually abused, and you realize that that's going to create this awareness of the Columbine situation. And for a child like that, it must feel quite hopeless. And this hopelessness is what leads them to do this. They become hopeless that somebody would help them with their issue of being sexually abused, because they understand now that these young boys, 13 years from their graves, have been yelling rape, and nobody will listen to them. And it's the most amazing, because the child protection laws are supposed to make it mandatory for anyone who hears that name, word, rape, in association with a child, it is a mandatory investigation should take place. So let me tell you that we have been yelling rape since we discovered that picture. And no one in the position of trust, all the way up to the president, and particularly Ken Salazar, who was a part of the cover-up team, have wanted to listen to us, and we believe that we are quite correct, and the basement tapes and that other information will prove it.
Now, who is Ken Salazar for our listeners?
Well, for all this time, he's been our Interior Secretary, but he's leaving office voluntarily, I guess, this month. This is
he's a state official, then.
He's our state Interior official. Secretary. Yeah. And he's a compromised man. He was compromised before Columbine, or he wouldn't have done this. But we consider him the Joe Paterno of the case. He's worse than Joe Paterno. We can lump him in with Clinton, who did nothing. So all I can tell you is you cannot trust these people. You don't trust them with your children. The FBI and the Secret Service were here to do profiles of those two shooters and couldn't get it right. And now they've gone on to become pushers and shovers of the...
We're out of time, Ron. God bless. Thanks so much. We'll get you on again sometime real soon. Bye-bye, and thanks so much.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you've enjoyed these programs, but this is simply shows the degree of depravity that exists not only in your state, but all across America, and within our religious organizations as well. And don't think, certainly, that every aspect of our life, every aspect of society has not been permeated by these evil forces. And that, of course, is the subject of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you haven't read it, why, you need to. And, of course, we go into the background of how all of the wars we've been involved in and the hundreds of millions of people have been killed, certainly by revolutions or by wars or by Frank genocide, has certainly all been certainly directed by these people who worship a different god. And we're moving into another war. It's only a matter of time before the war over there in the Middle East expands, and there are going to be devastating impacts here in America. And remember, of course, if you read the scriptures, why, you find that in the latter days, America is not here. Unless, of course, we are Babylon that is destroyed and the financial center of the world is destroyed. And what's the financial center of the world? Well, can we put these things off? Can we change the plan, the timeline? I don't know, but I think we have to try. I believe that we've seen God intervene in the past when people turned back to him. This is what happened with Jonah, and when he went to leaders of, I guess it was Assyria at the time, and eventually the people there changed their ways, and the destruction of that society was put off for 60 years or more. Under any circumstances, the only thing that can possibly change America is a mass revival and turn people back to God. And the only way they're going to turn back to God is when they understand the spiritual nature of the battle we're involved in, and that's what my ministry is about. That's what my book is about. If you haven't read Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that if you're in a position to get a case of the books, why, this will be the last printing of them, at least as far as I'm concerned. We're almost halfway to having sufficient of pledges so that we can go ahead and print the book. But if you'd like to get 64 copies for $149.95, and we throw in a free four CD set or free DVD to help defray the cost of shipping, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my talks on Agenda 21, the covert plan, on population control, the covert agenda, and there's so many more things we have. On, have a 4-CD set on the very real threat of an electromagnetic pulse and EMP attack. We have the talk by Ambassador Cooper on the danger of an EMP attack. We have certainly the 4-CD set on geoengineering and the DVD on geoengineering, and they're changing our climate, and they're doing this intentionally. And, ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning our food. I mean, if you don't believe it, you need to get the talk on aspartame by Betty Martini. It's a DVD. That's Betty Martini on DVD, on aspartame, or get the 4-tape set on it. Aspartame is in thousands of products. And they've specifically targeted our children's certainly medication because they hate children. And we're dealing with something that is intent upon destroying the health of the people of this country. And certainly the incidence of cancer has just skyrocketed. 100 years ago, one person in 80 got cancer. Now it's 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women. This is not accidental. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. You can listen to our radio programs 24 hours a day at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. We the people of